So for this morning's devotion, I've changed, seeing that we aren't doing a child dedication. But yesterday we were celebrating the life of a brother in faith, Mr. Goosen, and so you have both ends of the spectrum of life here. And we as believers do not believe that when one passes away, their soul simply goes to sleep or something like that, as some religions may teach. We believe that for the believer, although the body rests, the soul and spirit immediately enter into eternity, eternally with our Lord. And that is a wonderful promise that God has given us. God wants us to be confident in that truth, not doubting our salvation once we've entrusted our lives to Jesus. When I was in high school, I used to enjoy playing sports, and I really enjoyed playing volleyball, but that doesn't mean I was a good volleyball player. I just enjoyed it. There were certainly most, if not all, were probably better on our team. But there was one guy in particular whose name was also Jeremy. He was a year older, who was a very good player. And the team seemed to have a lot of confidence whenever he was on the court, especially if he was in the front row, because if we got a half-decent pass up to the setter, and the setter could at least get something that looked like a set, it was almost a guarantee that he would get a point. That was a confidence that we really had. Well, our confidence in the Lord should eclipse any confidence we have in anything or any person. Our salvation is guaranteed when we trust in Jesus with a truly repentant heart. Hebrews 10 speaks of the assurance of faith we are to hold on to, especially in this evil day that we live in, where there is great deception. People will try and make you doubt. Even Satan himself will try and make you doubt. But Hebrews 10 is a wonderful chapter that first tells us to hold on fast, be steadfast, as David had shared a number of Sundays ago, to be steadfast in the Lord. We are to hold on to that profession and know it with confidence. I'd like to read Hebrews 10, verses 35 to the end, 39. Verse 35. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Verse 35 begins by saying we are to be confident and not cast away that confidence, to not grow weary, to not grow tired or complacent in our faith. We are not to treat the gift of salvation as any other gift. You know, sometimes we get a gift, even one that we highly prize, but doesn't take very long before it's put away in the closet and it collects dust with everything else. That is not the way we are to treat the gift of salvation. God is a rewarder of righteous, and great is our reward in heaven, as Matthew 5, verse 12 says. And that is for the faithful. Verse 36, we read that God knows we need patience. He knows our hearts. He knows how weak we are, how impatient we can be. He knows that we need patience, and he's willing to offer that to us. It means to be steadfast, to have endurance. We are to have endurance to run the race. We are to not to shrink in the confidence for the Lord to save. God is the definition of patience. He is longing for all to come to repentance. He is long-suffering, as the Bible says in 2 Peter. He desires for all to come to him. So we should ask the Lord for greater endurance to live out our lives in accordance to our Father's will. For we are promised to obtain salvation. Colossians 3, verses 23 and 24 says, Colossians 3, verse 23, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing," you're supposed to know with confidence, "knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ." There is a reward of inheritance, and that is the gift that God has offered so freely. Verse 37 of our text tells us, "For in just a little while he," that is Jesus, "shall come." He will not tarry forever. Many people say, "Oh, how? Where is he? You've said for so long that he would be coming." And that is exactly as the Bible said people would be, that they would be scoffing and saying, "Where is the coming of the Messiah?" But we know that he is promised to come. And if it was a little while when the book of Hebrews was written, nearly 2,000 years ago, well, then we are in a little amount of a little while, meaning his coming is very soon. It could be any day. And we are to be prepared, whether it is in our life or if it was to be beyond our days. And so we are to live by faith, as verse 38 says. We are justified by faith. If anyone draws back, that means to be timid, shrink, or fearful in living out and sharing their faith, God will not take pleasure in him. It is displeasing to God to see his children not walking in his strength. But, as verse 39 says, "But we are not of them that draw back to perdition." I believe the Bible is very clear that if we've been truly born of his Holy Spirit, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption, as Ephesians 4, verse 30 tells us. That means to be forever saved from the depths of hell in which we are condemned if we are not saved. For we are ones who believe to the saving of the soul. We, the unrighteous, have been washed clean by a Redeemer who is righteous. And we are to know and believe this in truth and believe it with an undying confidence. And that is the confidence we as believers are to share with one another, but also with the unsaved world, that they too may have that hope. And may we never give up on that confidence.